USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the Electoral College giving its official president-elect title to Joe Biden Monday, the election is now officially ready for Inauguration Day on January 20th. Tens of millions of Americans do not recognize Biden as president. 1,000 sworn affidavits, videotapes of suitcases full of ballots being stuffed into election machines after hours, that all falls to the wayside and was never debated in any court, leaving many feeling the election system is empty and broken. President Trump confirmed that Attorney General Bill Barr will be leaving his job just before Christmas. He will be succeeded on an interim basis by Deputy Jeff Rosen. Quote, just had a very nice meeting with Attorney General Bill Barr at the White House. Our relationship has been a very good one. He has done an outstanding job. As per letter, Bill will be leaving just before Christmas to spend the holidays with his family. End quote. A total solar eclipse took place Monday. It was visible from Chile and Argentina in the afternoon, as the moon blocks the sun was not visible to North America. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Let's get an update with Pfizer's vaccine rollout.
As the coronavirus vaccine continues to be rolled out across the country, how are the logistics of that looking? Richard Smith is the regional president of Americas and the executive vice president of global support for FedEx Express, which is handling half of the mass distribution of the COVID-19 vaccine. He discusses with NBC's Today Show just exactly how the logistics will work.
Well, we'll deliver to somewhere between 70 and 80 discrete facilities. There are hundreds of shipments going out in the first few waves here, but over time we'll deliver to tens of thousands of hospitals and medical centers and other administration sites throughout this effort. We're well prepared for it. The planning has been going on for months. It's what our network was built for. We do it every day, moving temperature-controlled shipments, including vaccines. So we're ready for this, and we're very confident.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Monday Night Football featured AFC North rivals Baltimore Ravens at the Cleveland Browns. The visitors won 47-42, with the Ravens kicking a 55-yard field goal with 7 seconds remaining in the game. Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski talks about Baltimore quarterback Lamar Jackson.
Strange. Knew he was in the locker room, didn't know he was coming back. Unfortunately, their player got an injury there, and then he was back in and made a play, but he's a good player. I know that's not breaking news, but we got to just put the focus on us and what we can do better.
Ravens head coach John Harbaugh talks about the last-second field goal win.
To make that kick, that crosswind on that field in December in the open end, in the dog pound end, that's most kickers, it's unmakeable. The only kicker that I know that you'd feel confident making that would be Justin Tucker. With all the things that went on in this game, the timing like you're talking about of that right there, I mean, if you wrote a movie about this, people wouldn't believe it. They would say it could never happen. Reality is stranger than fiction or whatever that saying is. That's kind of what it is here. I mean, it's crazy.
A third of Japanese residents want the Tokyo Olympic Games to be scrapped amid COVID-19 fears in a poll by public broadcaster NHK Tuesday. The Japanese government and International Olympic Committee decided in March to postpone the 2020 Olympics by a year due to the pandemic, with the global showpiece now slated to take place from July 23rd through August 8th. But as Japan struggles with the third wave of infections, the NHK poll conducted from December 11th through the 13th showed 32% of respondents wanted the Summer Games to be canceled entirely. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.